and Liverpool podcast, bringing you news, views, and reviews. Brought to you by Defnet Media and ArtInLiverpool.com. Presented by Neil Morin and Ian Jackson.
Hello and welcome to this week's Art in Liverpool podcast. And this week we bring you
Ramesses Comes to Town
and Ding Dong Santa Dash. All coming up on this week's Art in Liverpool podcast. News this week for the week beginning the 8th of December. News, Ian, there's a new body in town. There's a new body, not, I don't just mean a new person. What's this new body? What's a new body to ensure lasting legacy? What's that about?
Yes, well, apparently, this is the news in the local media the last few days. Everyone's asking what's going to happen next year, the legacy and so on. And apparently they've set up a group called the Cultural Collective to carry on from the Culture Company. So, and it's just a small body headed by the creative director, Phil Redmond. And it's not going to fund events. It's just trying to make sure that the arts organisations that have been working so well together this year will continue to do so next year. Not much apart from that, but there is we're going to a thing this week, a meeting this week, where we're going to get more details about that. So I'll be posting that on the blog when I get it. So it mentions the City Council do plan to maintain their arts funding of 4.1 million per annum for the next 2 years. So there'll be some money at least, but we don't know how we're going to spend it yet.
That's it. It's all how it's divvied up, isn't it? I mean, that's always the way it goes. But this new body this cultural collective, I've been really impressed with Phil Redmond throughout the year. You know, we started off with Robin Archer and we didn't necessarily see anything of her, and then she disappeared, and then Phil kind of went, oh, I've got to do something about this. I'm going to, you know, step into the breach. And he stepped into the breach. You know, some people say he's hardly the happiest man in town, but I think, you know, he's done a great deal. He seems really committed to it, and I think that's really important. It's just, you know, sometimes it's the level of commitment that you're prepared to put in. You know, Open Culture, the Open Culture website, which is one of Phil's projects with ICDC, that's still going strong. All sorts of things, you know, going strong. The arts organisations in Liverpool really came together when Robin Archer stepped down, and they joined forces and created Lark and Vale. Sorry, Lark is Liverpool. Oh, I don't know where it stands for. But and then there's Vale, which was Visual Arts in Liverpool. And it's that kind of like, you know, bringing organisations together getting them to work together. And, you know, they're working together really well. So well that there's even a SMAC now, which is a small to medium size arts organisations. But it's got a C, so I don't know what the company is. So it's really good the way that the city, you know, the arts organisations in the city, the cultural institutions in the city have come together, and, you know, that will go on, and they will get stronger, and they'll get bigger, and they'll get better, and the product that they produce, which is the arts that which we enjoy, not just the visual arts, but all the arts that we enjoy so much, you know, is going to be continued to be delivered on such a professional level.
Yeah, and of course, Arts in Liverpool and Defnet Media aren't actually, you know, in that sort of grouping of Lark or Vale or any of those, but because we're not funded by any of these bodies, but we just get on and do our own thing. But obviously we liaise with all these as best we can, and maybe we'll be in future more involved, I don't know. And yes, you mentioned the Open Culture side. I'm pretty sure that's going to continue into the next year anyway.
And of course, you know, there's opportunities for us with SMAC, which, you know, we have approached them, and let's get, you know, they've said that our books are full. But I know somebody who's doing some work for them. I'm winking at Ian, so, you know, I can, you know, I might be able to put in a good word for us.
Is he listening?
Is she listening?
He or she listening?
I don't know. I'll make sure I send her the podcast. So, well, that's big news this week. But bigger news, well, kind of bigger news. Liverpool, Santa Dash. There was a Santa Dash. I've already heard from you. You've said you've been busy YouTubing, and your Santa Dash video's already got 200 hits.
That's right, yes. This is an annual event. I think this is about the fourth, and Liverpool was actually the first place that did this. A Santa Dash, this is a run, a fun run of as many. They're trying to break the world record. The world record of the most number of Santas in one place. And so they do this fun run, and it starts in Liverpool. But then Las Vegas last year created a record number of 7,269, which Liverpool just failed to beat. And they just failed to beat it again this year, just by 237 entries. If they had another 240 people in there, they would have broken the record. But anyway, it's great fun. We had to get up early on cold Sunday morning to go down to the pierhead. It starts at 9:30 in the morning, and they just dash round. It's a 5 kilometre run, so it takes a while to get them all round. Especially as quite a few just walk, which I would do.
And I did see you would do. I mean, I did see your Santa outfit hanging up on the back of the door. It's kind of like, mud all up the legs. You know what's you? So you actually did it then?
No, you're kidding.
and you've got the beard for it as well now. So it's
that's true. Yeah, I've got the beard. Yes, but I haven't got the belly. So there was a lot of people dressed up in funny. Well, they had to wear a Santa outfit, so they're quite limited. There was one guy in like a thong and a red hat.
That is not an image which I particularly enjoy having. I must really apologise for that. But it's also just the whole idea of, here's Santa. He's come down the chimney. He's there in a red thong and a hat. It's like, oh, no, please, not. Please, if there are children listening, please turn off.
Anyway, it was good, yes. So we were there just to record it and take lots of pictures and video. Yeah, put it on YouTube. And it's been watched by quite a lot of people already. And it's live on Radio Merseyside, I think. Alan Jackson, is he Radio Merseyside? Yeah. And it's good fun, yeah. And lots of people go down to watch it. The race finishes outside the town hall, where they have fake snow and things as well. I think it did snow a couple of years ago. Certainly cold enough.
So that's a really good thing. I know, of course, all the money raised for it goes to charity. Is that individual charities, or was the one particular charity, do you know?
Oh, I can't remember. It's raised about £500,000. I think it's a local cancer charity. People actually pay to enter £15 or something, and for that you get the hire of the suit and so on, and you get a goodie bag at the end and a medal. The rest of the money, yeah, goes to the cancer charity.
It sounds like something we ought to be putting our names down for ourselves, Ian. Maybe next year. Okay, let's stick a note, personal note, in the diary. Santa Dash. So it was, it was the 8th today. It was the 7th last year. So it's beginning of December. Mid-November, we must, personal note. Now, also in the news, new fact blog. We were just, new fact blog. I'll just say that again. After Fact TV, we now have a new fact blog. It's kind of like, I'm not sure if you've watched any Fact TV. I'm there linking to it, and I've got some on the site. I've got some on my site for Ding Dong. But tell us about the Fact blog.
Yeah, Fact doing a lot of work on sort of redoing their online presence. So there'll be a new website, main website for Fact, sometime in the new year. Meanwhile, they've already launched Fact TV. I think that's fact.tv, isn't it? Where they have lots and lots of their videos and stuff that you can, similar to YouTube, only for their own things. And now they've launched a blog, which is really good so far. Anyway, there's been a guy called Stuart he's looking after that, and has already put quite a few things on there, some more videos and also news about the upcoming exhibition called Ding Dong, and links to other blogs, etc. Looks really good, so keep an eye on that one.
I really don't think that Ian says that as well as me. It's Ding Dong.
Okay, Ding Dong. It's blog.fact.co.uk.
There you go. That was really good. I thought Leslie Phillips was in the room, right here, right now. Moving on in the news, Stavanger 2008, at Stavanger 2008.
I just mentioned this because I'm not quite sure what we're doing here in Liverpool for the closing ceremony, except on the 10th of January we're having this transition thing where we sort of hand over the capital culture to Linz in Austria, and so it's called the transition. So, but apart from that, I don't know what's happening. But I did spot that Stavanger had their closing ceremony already on the 6th, I think it was, December, and 25,000 people went to watch it, and it was all fireworks and images projected onto a giant balloon full of water, I think, something like that.
I want to see this projection onto this large balloon full of water, and just the danger of a very large balloon full of water. Yeah. It'll be like, the La Princesse all over again. And so... You're telling me here now that the Eye Foundation Edge Hill Pavilion, that they're going to be closed for the winter. Why is that?
Well, yeah, some of these places are really difficult to keep warm, aren't they? It's what we were saying last week, how cold it was in the Eye Foundation. So obviously it's even worse once December arrives. So yeah, that's, the Eye Foundation is closed until next spring sometime. We just have to keep checking the website to see what's happening. And the pavilion at Edge Hill Station is also now, the recent exhibition by Mary Fitzpatrick has just finished. So that's the last that's happening there until sometime in the new year.
Right, so now's the time to be contacting the Edge Hill Pavilion people, that's Metal, based in Kensington, and start going, hey, this is the project I want to do. I want to do it. It's about this, and it's about that, and it's about the other. Get down there and start nagging them. So, from new cultural bodies based in the city, to Santas, to blogs, to Stravanger. That's the news this week. Roundup of the week, Ian. So what's been going on this week in our glorious city of Liverpool?
Well, yes, we had a busy weekend, actually.
Not surprised with the Santa Dash.
Yeah, there was a Santa Dash on the Sunday, but also on the Saturday, well, it's on the Saturday and Sunday, there was this labyrinth of light in St. George's Hall, actually in the big hall itself, and it was just on for the weekend, and this is where they had created a labyrinth of using 800 candles, I think it was, little candles in jars, set it out on the floor, make a little maze labyrinth, and people could just walk through it. And there was lots of carols being sung and other Christmassy type music and somebody playing the organ and so on. And that was just very nice. The artist, I think, was Jane Sutherland, who created it. And yeah, I think the idea is that apparently years ago, people go off on their pilgrimages around Christmas time and come back. And when you came back, you would actually walk through a labyrinth, sort of thinking and contemplating what you've been doing on your pilgrimage. And then it was only when you actually came out of the labyrinth at the end that your pilgrimage was actually complete. And so this year, of course, we've been on a pilgrimage, haven't we, doing our Capital of Culture year. And now it's coming to an end. And so we should spend some time contemplating the year past and go through the labyrinth. And that's it.
I like it. I'm sorry that you didn't mention it on last week's show, because I might go along. But no, I really like the sound of that.
Yeah, it was nice. It was nice, yes. And again, I took a video and put it on YouTube. And yes, it wasn't really well publicised. It was organised by the Culture Company and along with Friends of St. James Gardens, because I think this is the third year, and I think the first year it was in the cathedral probably, but last couple of years it's been in St. George's Hall. I think it's one of those things where it's not greatly publicised because you only get too many people going. There were a lot of people there who just found out about it. I think it was mentioned in The Echo and one or two other places. And so there were plenty of people there because you had to sort of queue. You couldn't all go dash through the labyrinth at once. You had to go just like one at a time, well, sort of in a long drawn out line of people. So, and it can only last so long because then the candles would burn out. They would last about 3 hours, I think, and it takes 1 or 2 hours to light them all. So don't want too many people.
That's a shame. It does sound really good. And I like the idea of it being, you know, the kind of the thing that you would do as you return from a pilgrimage or a period of contemplation. You know, when you return, I like that. I might go and contemplate. Moving on. New Ancient Egypt Gallery. Go on, tell us about this. Was that the... Oh, where's this? What museum is this at?
Yeah, the World Museum Liverpool. They've obviously had this Egyptian section for a long time, and it's actually one of the best in the world, their collection of Egypt, Ancient Egypt stuff. They've got 50,000 items, I believe, and... So a couple of years ago, there was a new curator appointed, Ashley Cook, who's been busy working on this new gallery that opened last week, and it's really good. So yeah, there's more. The mummies and the coffins is obviously the one that gets a lot of attention, and they've put that in one or two rooms, and there's even it's just updated a lot because you can get a lot better display cabinets and things than you could years ago. And there's one clever thing where they've got the lid of a coffin and the base of the coffin in two separate display cabinets, and you can sort of walk between them and sort of stand there as if, you know, you've got the base behind you and the lid in front of you, and you have some idea of what it'd be like to be put in a coffin when you're still alive.
So this is the top of the show, as I like to call it. We made reference to Ramesses. Ramesses is in turn. So what's the Ramesses connection here?
Well, some of the pharaohs were called Ramesses, weren't they? I think, and the Ramesses III One of the sort of most important or noteworthy items they've got is this belt that was worn by Ramesses III when he was going around on his chariot. So it's quite a long belt, multicoloured, and it's in really good shape, even though it's thousands of years old. And so that's on display. It's the first time it's been on display anywhere for over 50 years. And so it's great that Liverpool's got all this stuff and it's on display. Another cabinets were full of lots of small things, jewellery and ceramics, ornaments and so on. And they're just in really good condition. We're comparing it to the Blue Coat Display Centre, where you've got all these cabinets full of jewellery and so on. It's a bit like that. It just looks, it's only a lot of it's quite brightly coloured and it's still got the colour. So that's good.
It's one of those things. I remember going to the British Museum, and it's got the collection at the British Museum is quite fantastic as well. And it is really interesting to see some of the artifacts. Are really interesting. I haven't been down to see the show, but it does sound like the kind of a great kind of show to take the kids down to.
Yeah, I think so. Yeah, and they have got some like videos and things like that, but they haven't gone too far in the what you might call dumbing down. It's not aimed at children as much as some of the other things in the museum recently. But yes, I think everyone will enjoy it, and it's quite a big space too.
So what I want to know is, have they got one of those tools? You know the tools that they used to poke up the pharaoh's nose and used to pull his brain out? Have they got one of those tools? They said, imagine it would take ages, wouldn't it, getting the brain out of the skull through the nose?
You can see it. There is, yeah. It like a thin spatula. And you can see the x-ray image of where it had been left in the skull, you see. This long little spatula. And so you can see the x-ray image and the actual thing itself there, yes. Yeah, I didn't dwell on that too long either.
Dear me. Okay, that's quite an interesting one. My knees feel a bit funny now after talking about that. Now, what else has been going on this... Oh, I do feel bad. Bar camp. I'll tell you about bar camp because I went to bar camp this weekend.
While I was contemplating pilgrimages and looking around ancient Egyptology things, you were at Geek Central, weren't you?
I was at Geek Central, and believe you me, it was Geek Central. It was amazing. I've never seen so many blokes. It was just blokes. Well, no, there were some women there. But yeah. Katie Lipps from Kiske Media had been involved in organising it. The bloke from Microsoft UK signed me in and went, what's your name? Oh, write your name down on there on that piece of paper there. Stick that there. Okay, great. Absolutely brilliant event. It was kind of like an open space event, an open where you go along. You're a participant as much as a... you are a presenter. So you go along and you write, I want to do a presentation on such and such. I want to talk to people about X. And then you slap it up on a piece of paper. There's a number of rooms on a post-it note. And you go along and you pick, what am I actually interested in? And these are just, people that are just attending the conference. And they just go along. It was free to attend. There was as much coffee and tea and cake and biscuits and Coke that you could possibly drink. Fascinating event. Fascinating, for the way it was put together. Took place at Nova CUC on the Saturday and the Sunday. Only made it down to the Saturday. And there was drinks in the evening after that. But great selection of people there. Some really interesting stuff. I found out some very interesting stuff while I was there. Mostly, something which I knew anyway. Like, Neil, you have no idea about coding things. I left that to the professionals. And normally going, oh, yeah, and this is how you create a Facebook app. And I'm there going, oh, great, a Facebook app. But I'll teach you later. But really interesting, really fascinating event. And just kind of this, if this is the way that, kind of conferences are going, they're going from the very sets kind of style to the kind of unconference kind of style. But more, bring them on because it's, absolutely fascinating. And if there's hopefully going to be another bar camp in Manchester next year, so I know Ian, you're already keen to go along.
Yeah, it sounds good. Yeah, it's certainly the sort of thing I'd probably be interested in. But yeah, I tend not to go to conferences, and I prefer to go to galleries. But yeah, it sounds useful. And so it was a 2-day thing, wasn't it? And yeah, did you go to the party, which was in Leaf next door and sponsored by Microsoft themselves, I believe. Yeah.
No, I didn't go to the party, no. But, I mean, it's kind of like, I'm a grown man. Got things to do. But I think you'd have really enjoyed it because it was that kind of thing where, you'd go along, you'd observe something, you could partake, you could take part in conversations, in, you know, in these presentations, ask questions. It was so, you know, it was so open to the audience and for the audience to participate. It was great. I did attend one presentation about deconstructing the capital of culture, which was presented by the, you know, the one of the Nolan brothers. I'm not sure where he's from, but or who he works for. But that was very interesting as well. It was just kind of hearing from other people in the room what they felt about the capital of culture, how they felt it had gone, how they felt it had affected the, you know, the pride of the people in the city, you know, and how proud they now were of Liverpool, and how they really saw it as a, you know, a great leap forward for them, you know, to be represented by the capital of culture in, you know, in the country at large. Of course, having said that, I did read the newspaper this morning where it said Steve Coogan said that Liverpoolians aren't, you know, aren't into self-mockery at all. They take themselves far too seriously.
That's nonsense. Yeah, so it was generally positive feedback about the capital of culture, was it? Because the Echo have also just published their results of, they did a like questionnaire of the public, and they got very good response, yeah, very positive response from the public as well. Obviously, one or two people complained about waste of money, etc. But yeah, it was pretty good.
Yeah, the bloke who put together the online survey, he was at Barcamp. One of my new best mates. No, I don't know. No, not really. I don't know. But you can probably still find out information if you Google Barcamp Liverpool. I would have the information here, but you know, I don't know the exact URL. So Barcamp Liverpool, brilliant. Get yourself hooked into Barcamp events, or go along to the next one. Just see what it's about. See what it's like. See how it's run. It was a really useful experience for me. So that's me for this week, Ian. So, but also, you have still been busy. Tell me about Sparkle. Sparkle at the Blue Coat.
Sparkle is another annual event. I think it normally happens around this time, just before Christmas, and it's organised by MJ Mann. That's the Merseyside Jewellers and Metal Makers Network. Metal Artist Network, that's it. So it's a group of artists who do jewellery, etc., make things out of metal and so on. And they always have this little exhibition somewhere in Liverpool, and this time it's in the Blue Coat, in what used to be the barber's shop, to the side of the Blue Coat there. I used to go use that barber's occasionally, but recently it's been used as a gallery during the biennial, and now it's just this MJ Mann thing. So it's just another place to buy some nice Christmas presents and things. And it's just two weekends, so the weekend just gone, and next weekend, so, but not the Friday, it's a Thursday, Saturday and Sunday. Thursday evening and then Saturday and Sunday during the day. So recommend that, to go pop in there and have a look for some really nice jewellery.
And also, before I go back to the barbershop at the Blue Coat, tell us about the Bridewell.
Yes, the Bridewell is another place selling items that are ideal for Christmas. They had like an art and craft fair at the weekend, but there's an ongoing exhibition as well of some of the works, paintings and 2D and 3D works. So that's at the Bridewell. It's called Christmas Presents, with it ending in CE.
That's a play on words, isn't it? Yeah, I like that. Yeah, Christmas Presents. Hey, you got to have a Christmas present.
Yeah, it's good, isn't it? Yeah. And there's some really nice stuff there as well. Yes. Very affordable. And so it continues until Friday, the 19th of December. It's just open on Wednesdays, Friday, and Saturday, from 12 till 5. Oh, but it's open later on Thursdays till 7.
And is that just from the artist actually based at the Bridewell?
No, some of them are, but yeah, there was an open call, and there's quite a few others involved there. Some very good.
Brilliant. Thank you very much. And so that's the roundup of the week. So this week. So Ian, we're not that far away from Christmas. Things are probably dying down a little bit now, you know, easing us slowly into Christmas, because we're all busy, you know, working, doing Christmas shopping, various other different things like that. So there's probably not an awful lot going on, is there?
No way. Galleries never close, you know. Most of them anyway, apart from the ones we mentioned earlier. But yeah, this week, it's a couple weeks since the biennial's finished, so all the new shows are opening. And so this Thursday especially, we're going to be really busy trying to get around about 5 or 6 viewings in the one night. So, yeah, Thursday we've got Open Eye, David Goldblatt, who's been photographing South Africa for the past 40 years or so. So that's documenting the changes that have been happening there over the years. Sounds good. And same evening at Fact, we've got Ding Dong.
Like it.
As we mentioned earlier, which is, it sounds really exciting. This involves Liverpool music icon, it says here. Andy McCluskey from Orchestral Maneuvers in the Dark. And he's teamed up with the designer, Peter Saville, of, you know, Factory Records, so on. And Liverpool-based video artist, Hambry Haralambos, to create a new work called Energy Suite. So I don't know how it's going to be presented, but it sounds really good. And there's other event stuff there as well. What's it called? Fractured Orchestra. Again, we mentioned this last week, where there's noises coming in from all around the country and being broadcast through speakers all around. Fact, so that open, well, it's members can view that on Thursday, the 11th. This is all, these are all, I think they're all 6 till 8, these things. And then you can pop on down to Blue Coat, their new exhibition of 39 artists living and working in Liverpool. It's called Next Up, you know, following on from Made Up. Now we've got Next Up, Liverpool Art Now, celebrating the depth and creative talent currently found in Merseyside. So again, that opens on to viewing on Thursday, and then what runs through till next February.
I'd love to, you know, to be Friday to Thursday evening. I'd love to be heading along to David Goldblatt at the open eye. To be heading along to Ding Dong, just to prove I can do it better than you. To Ding Dong, but I want to go along. I would love to go along, and the next day I'll go along. I'll be able to make it along on Friday. This sounds really interesting. Andy McCluskey, the Peter Saville, and who else was there? Halambos. Sounds absolutely fantastic, show. Absolutely fantastic. And Blue Coat, loads of people in the Blue Coat doing marvellous things. I so want to get out of that noise.
But you can't.
But I can't. So, without dwelling on it too much, let's move on to the Contemporary Urban Centre. Red Dot. Is this Colin Sargent's Red Dot that they've got a show?
That's right, yes. Red Dot is this art organisation locally. Colin Sargent and Sue Milburn are the main people behind that. And they're putting on a new exhibit. They've been really busy this year, Red Dots. They've done well. And this one's called Migration, an exhibition around the theme of migration, people moving here, there, and everywhere, at CUC, Novas, on the third floor. Again, the viewing is on Thursday. But this goes on late. It goes on till 9 o'clock. And then there's an after show thing in the Jamaica Rooms at CUC after 9 o'clock. So if you feel like, if you can make it after your trip around the other places, go along to CUC and... see, this is 25 members of Red Dot. It's quite a growing group, isn't it? And so painting, photography, multimedia, and so on. Of course, we're based in Novas, so we've been seeing all the artists coming and going today, installing their work. And talking of installing work, going back to the Blue Coats, actually. We were there at the weekend as we were going around Sparkle and all those things, and they were busy building their Christmas tree. Which was, remember, Shine is the thing that won this award for Blue Coat at the Art 08 thing, and the December Shine was to design a Christmas tree made from recycled things. And what they come up with is a tree, a sort of tree-shaped thing made from old school desks. And so that all these desks are piled up on top of one another in the hub with the legs sticking out, so they look a bit like branches. And they drilled holes into the desks, and you can peer through and see these sparkly decorations inside, not outside. Might be stuff outside as well, I don't know. They were still building it. They spent all weekend building it, so they were still building it yesterday. So we'll have to see what that looks like.
What are they doing with the desks when they're finished? I'll throw that question in there. So that sounds good. That's Sparkle. Yeah, they were an award winner. Okay. So, but also that very same night, Blue Coat, in fact, Blue Coat, CUC, party afterwards, Jamaica Rooms. Gostin's, of course, just down the road there from Fact. What's going on there?
Yeah, Gostin's is in Hanover Street, and there's a gallery up on the first floor run by Liz Edgar. And a new exhibition by Penny Gill, paintings, I think. It's called Miscellany Revisited, because I think she did an exhibition a while ago called Miscellany. That's as much as I know. I've seen an image which looks good, so yeah, we'll pop in there.
Okay, and again, that's a private view from 6 o'clock till 9. So, Ian, what's going on the Friday? If that's everything that's going on Thursday, what's going on the Friday? Is there something which you know, you're deeply and emotionally involved with?
That's right, yes. Everyone's got to go along to the Cornerstone on Friday for the big auction. This is the prepaid, it's called. And this had good press as well, apart from us promoting it, because there's 80 artworks on just on postcards, including one by me and one by Monaco, and other people like Sir Peter Blake and who else? Paul O'Grady, Holly Johnson. So various good, great artists. and a few celebrities as well, and others who have been, it says, contributing to Liverpool's prestigious cultural life and continuing development. That's us. And their staff at the Cornerstone as well, Jason Jones himself, who organises all the gallery events there. So yeah, the bidding starts at £10, and so you might get, well, for a reasonable figure, you might get a masterpiece by Sir Peter Blake, or you might get something else. But the idea, we went along to the viewing last week, and everyone there was saying how good they all were. You know, it's amazing what you can do on a postcard. Some people have even done like 3D things, so that in sort of box, instead of just being in a small frame, it's more in a box. And other people had cut up the postcard to restructure it, and yeah, and it's really, really good. So they're all worth at least £10 because you get a frame as well.
So there you go. If you the least amount you could put down is a tenner. Go along on Friday for the big auction called Prepaid. That's at the Cornerstone.
I should mention the time from 5:30 till 8 o'clock. So make sure you're there for 5:30, or you might miss some bargains. And it's the auctioneer is Dr. Paul O'Keefe, who does a lot of these auctions, and he's really good, really entertaining.
But don't go to him with any of your ailments. So that is coming up this week. Further ahead, Ian. Further ahead, what's coming up? What's coming up further ahead?
Yeah. Look, gladly it's not this week, along because all the other things are opening. But the following week, beginning of the week, there's the Tate, the Fit Floor at the Tate. This is the
ideas taking space.
That's right. Yes, because there is no Fit Floor at the Tate. There's only 4 floors, and the top floor is always used for their special exhibitions, which you normally have to pay in. But this time, they've handed it over, sort of thing, to the community and artists to realise their ideas, I suppose, and it'll be free to go in. And so there's quite a few artists, local artists, international artists, just doing stuff, and tenants been a resident there doing their broadcasts and videos, etc. So it starts on the 16th, that's the Tuesday, isn't it? It opens on the Tuesday. There, well, there's a viewing thing on the Sunday afternoon, which from I think it's from 2 till 8, and I think everyone can go along to that. Various activities there, and then it opens on the Tuesday, goes through till the 1st of February 2009. Yeah, so they've just sent out a long list of related events as well, such as Collected Symphony, which is actually taking place in View 2 Gallery. There's an artwork called Proposals for Liverpool with music. What else we got? Tuesday, Tenant Spin, as they're in residence. So they built a television studio there in the gallery, and so everything is filmed and broadcast online. With a different theme each day. So, yeah, we'll have to go in and record something. Oh, a 12-second TV booth, it says. What else? A festive swap shop with present-making workshops, recycling things, of course. Jingle Bells, what's that? Pupils from Kingsley Community Primary School in Toxteth will sing Jingle Bells. Oh, it's the 151st anniversary of the much-loved Christmas song. Much-loved. Okay, I'm a bit tired of it now after 151 years, I think.
You are that old, Ian.
Yeah, well, it seems like when you hear that tune again. Well, also, yeah, there's this tennis bin every day, practically, and swap shops every day, and what else? Meet the artist, Dan Pejovsky. He's the one who's doing, like, cartoon-type drawings, actually, on the wall of the Tate, so that'll be interesting. What else? Family gallery workshop. You can explore the Fit Floor. And Mercy, the collective that does poetry and so on, they're doing something on the Saturday the 20th, rehearsing their new material with directors and cameramen filming music style videos. That should be good. Yeah, 2 till 5:50 on the Saturday the 20th if you're not shopping. And Santa's going to be there. Going back to St George's Hall, when I was going around the labyrinth, we noticed that Santa, there's a really good, well, I didn't actually go in, but it sounds really good, Santa's Grotto in there. It costs £10, so it should be good.
So that Santa's Grotto at St George's Hall, any better than the grotty grotto that has been spread all over the newspaper?
Oh, that one, yeah, which is closed down, hasn't it? Yeah. No, this one, I'm sure it's a lot better. £10. It's called Santa's Grotto Experience or something. So you couldn't actually, we couldn't see it because it was behind a closed door. And you go in and you have to spend like half an hour in there where Santa tells a story and then takes you around. And you do get a really good goodie bag at the end of it as well.
Oh, that sounds quite good. So that all of this is, you know, ideas taking space, all coming up at the Tate, and there's a whole pile of stuff going on. So either have a look at the Tate website or check out the Art in Liverpool website at www.artinliverpool.com. So, Ian, without further ado, let's call that a day. I'd like to say thank you very much.
Thank you, and ding dong and yo ho ho as well.
Ding dong, and good night.
Thanks for downloading from DefNet Media.